good evening and welcome. I'm Kathy, and our topic is Entities, Clones, and Timelines 102. And Ron Amatron, our host, is going to discuss more about clones, entities, also known as ghosts, time and timelines that disrupt our lives, cause physical conditions, and unexplainable havoc. This program topic is rather strange and unsettling, so Ron is going to bring in peace energy through the light beam space on his host page. Hello, Ron. Over to you for the activation of the light beam.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen there, and we'll bring in peace energy. Remember, source energy is peace. Does not work or live in time, so all it knows is peace. Doesn't have duality attached to it like we have here on this planet. So this planet is a planet of the law of cause and effect. And in source energy, there's no such thing. And there's no dimensions. Everything is light. So here we go, everybody. We're going to bring in peace energy for you. This is what you're trying to achieve all the time in your life, is to become peaceful. And here we go. I'll count to five. I have to command the energy, so either count. Don't always use letters, but I could. At the expos, I can just snap my finger or even do it on this program, and it'll work instantly. But some people are still kind of in mind energy, and they need to see something happen. So when I do count, it'll be a slower process, and you can see things change before your eyes. Otherwise, people's minds will not get what I'm doing. Here we go. So increasing the energy of the light beam. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll just use the word stronger again to command the energy, so it comes a little bit brighter for you, becomes more three-dimensional. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, these energies that you're seeing is source energy coming through the light beam, and it will only connect to your heart center. It doesn't connect to your body or anything else. It works through your own spirit. And that's the difference what we have on our program versus probably almost all the other practitioners out there doing things, is that they're using mind energy. They're using your mind, like through meditations, added meditations, to do different types of modalities. It's all mind energy, which is darkness. That's why we have cause and effect here. Us create your reality. And source energy, your heart does that. You don't think about anything, and your heart is what you're thinking with, versus a separation of your heart from mind energy. So the mind energy takes over your heart energy. You are in the moment, though, when you are creative, and time flies. That's why they say, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Then you're in source energy, whether you know it or not, with your spirit. But the most of the time, people are thinking and doing things in mind energy, and then you're on the energy of cause and effect, which is mind energy, bringing in duality, ups and downs, back and forth, and then you're creating your reality in darkness, using darkness energy to get what you need and want. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. I really like the way that the light beam radiates a solid stream of peace energy throughout the room. I also like your free Be Here Now clearing on the website, creationlightship.com. The Be Here Now clearing helps us stay heart-centered and in the present moment, rather than with the mental energy you just described. So, Ron, on our last program, January 23rd, you discussed how we often unknowingly are abducted by unwanted universal travelers known as aliens and put onto timelines so they can steal our energy and spirit through cloned replicas of us. You said we really aren't here. So will you review this process and how this affects our behavior and personality?
Yeah, it gets to be kind of confusing for the first-time listener. The first thing is that you're only real here probably about 2 hours out of the month. I'll repeat that. You're only here about 2 hours out of the month. And that's when you have noticed, if you can remember back that far, or maybe it happened yesterday or this morning, you know. But that's when you become really, really creative. You want to do something. You got, like, all your ducks in the row. You can really think that, man, I'm going to set the world on fire today. And then all of a sudden, everything fizzles out on you. That's because the aliens bring you back here, real you, into your bone structure, which is like your GPS landing point. So they energize your bones, and they use your bones, your skeleton, to attach the clone replicas to you. And so that's what happens, is that they need to have that landing base of you, that coordinates energized, so that they can bring in the clone replicas of you to your particular location where you are. So if you ever notice when you fly in an airplane, you're going to notice that you're not attached to the earth much because you're up so high. And those grid lines and some of the timelines don't always connect with you completely. There's a movie from Stephen King called The Langoliers, and you might want to watch that, everybody. These people are on an airplane, and that process sort of happened to them. A few of the people were connected to a gentleman's emotional status, emotional energies, and he brought them into his timeline, and then it was a pretty awful situation, but that's in the movie. You can check that one out. The clone replicas of you, what happens is they are only downloaded with enough information. Remember, it's like a little small computer. The alien races control you about every 10 minutes. You get switched out from one clone replica to another. And what will happen is the last clone that's in you hands off the program to the next alien race who's going to have you for 10 minutes. And then from there, that information is transferred, dropped into the clone. Remember, they're in control of time. So as we live here on this planet, we think that time is linear, that, you know, you look at an hour and you think that every second is you're here. But they can stop time for maybe months or a year. They have to refabricate a hologram of your reality around you, your room, the cars, whatever you are looking at physically and or sensing has to be replicated. Now, is the room next to you that you're in right now really there? Are they going to waste film footage and a holographic display for that room? They're probably not going to activate it. Now, what they will do, more than likely, is let's say that you want to go into, let's just say, a restroom, your restroom in your house. So you're in your maybe living room listening now, and you have to go to the restroom. So you start walking down, say, a hallway, and is that bathroom really there? Well, they have to now stop you before you open the door to the bathroom or go into it and recreate your bathroom. Now you open the door, and voila, there it is. You get done, you close the door. They just turn out the film footage. They don't need to have it running. Who's going to see the bathroom? It's unneeded. Why would they waste all that energy to do that? That's kind of the way it works. So whenever anybody sees something physically with their eyes, then that is a duplication of what used to be there before. Now, sometimes the aliens have maybe, we'll just say, a beginner programmer, right? They're just learning how to do this task. So they may lose some details. And all of a sudden you're doing something and you catch those losses in details. Or maybe, you know, you're out on a timeline and, you know, the classic thing is, where'd my keys go? I put them on the table and they're not here. Well, they didn't bring the keys back to you. The person doing the programs on that timeline probably forgot to have you pick your keys up because, remember, you're still remote controlled and the clone of you is controlled by them to do different things. And the clone of you has a little piece of that spirit of you, okay, a little grain of sand of you. So it energizes the whole body. You're supposed to have your whole spirit with you in your body, but that's been taken out so many eons ago that all you are is a little piece of that. And so when people talk about their soul, their spirit, you know, no way could you ever become whole instantly because you're cloned out into billions of timelines. And also, you don't even know where those are. So that's what they do to you. I use the word slice and dice you up. And that's done with your body also. But the main thing is that, and it gets kind of morbid from there. But and most people who don't understand what I'm talking about might think that I'm giving them really, really bad, awful news. Well, I'm just telling you what's happening. It's best to be empowered by knowing what's going on than to think that you're this wonderful a person. You know, I could start the show off like a lot of people do. I don't know if they do it on this network, but they come on and they'll say, oh, You're this beautiful, wonderful person of light. You're created from life. You have this internal God intelligence. God loves you. Jesus loves you and all this stuff. Well, that's a bunch of hooey because you're so deluded out that you don't even know, you know, where you're going when you're trying to do anything because you're remote controlled by the aliens that are cloning you. All they're doing is using your spirit for like gasoline for their brand new model of you that interfaces with every other clone here. And since they use that spirit energy to live off of, that's why you are here for the amount of lifetime that you have. And your lifetime that you are here, you know, we'll just say that you live to be 90 years of age. Well, when you get older, naturally they don't want you here because you're so diluted out with the timelines and your body has been through so much, through so many different traumas that you can no longer hold spirit energy. And then that's what happens. So they want you to die. That's why we have a clean on the website. And if you haven't done this and you want to feel better and live a longer life, possibly, at least feel better, then you want to do the alien death barcode. So that's when you have your close calls with death. That clearing can restore you back to a much better state. So we're timeline shared out with our replica clone bodies. So you could be in 1,000 timelines at once. You only know about typically one or two of them, maybe. Unless you have a deja vu, then you may get another one coming in. But this is where you get maybe your, this is what remote viewers look at. Remote viewers will take and look out on different timelines of what different situations could be happening in the future and also in the past. So, and all these are real and true. Are the aliens going to bring forth one that somebody sees? Possibly. But there's so many of them that it's hard to say what the future is going to be like unless that timeline is very, very solid. There's probably timelines where we never had World War II and the Vietnam War. They don't exist in some of the timelines, but yet we have those timelines that we can look back upon, and they're there. So the timelines share you, and they take the timelines, and they can go sideways off to other alien races where they abduct you from another timeline, and it gets to be very complicated, and for probably the first-time listener, very scary, but this is your life. I'm telling you what your life is about. This is why when things happen to you and you do something that's awful or maybe you lose your consciousness and you go, wow, what happened to me? You know, I didn't feel like myself. I did this thing. And I really have a lot of remorse, you know, because I did this and I shouldn't have done it. Maybe I kicked my dog. And then afterwards you go, why did I kick my dog? You know, well, you kicked your dog. Okay, well, an entity didn't like your dog. Or you know, you're on a timeline. Maybe you're on a timeline, and all of a sudden your dog bit you. And then after the dog bit you, they stopped that timeline, brought you into another timeline. The dog is still there. It's recreated exactly where it was. You look down at your dog now because it bit you. You have that memory of it. You don't have the pain, but you have the memory. And now you kick your dog because you're responding and reacting to something that happened on a different timeline. And you go, wow, why did I do that? The old saying is, you know, the devil made me do it. Well, that's also entities, and it could be also your experience on a timeline. Like I say, if you ever woke up in the morning and you had an ache or pain or a bruise on your body or a cut, and the abduction ones, a lot of times when the aliens want to experiment with you, they'll give you a precision cut, and it'll be perfectly straight, maybe an inch or so long, and then all of a sudden, within a day or two, it goes away. And you go, wow, that's really weird. Well, what happened to me? Maybe I just got a paper cut or something. Nope. They wanted to see what was inside of you. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. I can go in many, many directions. This show could probably run for 10 hours. And we could get a lot
of
stuff.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Or shows. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, that was interesting. And, yes, that could be very disturbing news. There seems to be nothing we can really do about it, but to understand that we are food and entertainment and a stage for the aliens, and that a new clones come to us all the time, every 10 minutes, you said. And so you also said, more on a personal level, people lose their keys. They can't find this. They can't find that. They can't find where they parked their car, for example. And frequently asked question that you get, Ron, is that isn't this age related, not being able to find things, not losing things, and then finding them again? or you're saying we're actually on a timeline, correct?
Yeah, have you ever been into a grocery store? This is interesting. You probably all had this, or just a store in general. And you walk in the store, and you know where you are, and one scenario is you don't know where you are after that clone comes in because it didn't have all the programs, you know. But we'll just talk about something more physical, you know, that you can observe. So you're walking in the store, and all of a sudden you blink your eyes, and the store lights are brighter than what it was, you know, a second ago. And you go, wow, I wonder what happened, you know. Well, that's just another alien race connecting to you, and you have the memory from the last couple of seconds, and then it fades away. But you have the memory, and you go, wow, did somebody turn the lights up in here? Is there more colors that I can see? Did they change the fluorescent bulbs? You know, what's happening? You know, you don't really think about that. You just think about it, oh, well, you know, everything happens so strange anyway here that you just don't always try to stop to figure things out. But you have had that experience. Or you go into a store and you're looking at fruit, and all of a sudden you're about ready to grab an apple. And then in front of you, the darn apple changes colors. And you go, wow, I was going to pick up this really red apple, and now it's a little bit smaller, and it's not really the same color red. What's going on here? You know, oh, it must be me. I have a bad day today or something, or, you know, I don't know. You know, you kind of shrug it off as like, you know, you're a stupid person in a sense. Didn't have the, euphoric acid or something, and you just thought that something's going on that's kind of goofy, but you thought it was you. Well, it's not you. Or you go into a store and somebody looks at you and they keep staring at you and you go up to them and say, yeah, you know, what's going on, you know? And they go, well, were you at this other store, you know, the 5 and 10 cent store 10 minutes ago? And you go, no, I just pulled in and I just walked in. I was driving my car, you know, I just got here. They go, well, I swear that I saw you at that store over there and you helped me out to find this little object. And they pull this thing out of their purse that they bought over there and say, thank you for showing me where this thing was. And you go, was this person loony or something? I wasn't in that store. Well, you were on another timeline, and they brought it back in their purse, and they're thanking you for what you did for them on that timeline. But for you, you weren't there, but your clone was. So that's what happens. And like I said, the unfortunate thing is when you lose your consciousness, in a sense, and you bring anger from a timeline, this is why we have wars. This is why, you know, the people fight each other, because they have a grudge for a certain race of people or something from timelines or from the past. And, you know, that's basically, you know, besides domination and control, but the whole thing is alien stage. So the aliens want to control everything, including you. And all the wars here are actually alien wars that are done outside the staging area, out there in the beyond. Or maybe you got two alien races not liking each other, and they're battling, and they activate the alien races that they have here on this planet, and all of a sudden we got a war down here. So many things happen. So life is strange here, and you have to realize that you get cloned out every 10 minutes, and when you're cloned out, you could be off on hundreds of timelines doing the exact same thing at the exact same moment as they're taking and stealing your energy. And then they can also copy and paste that trauma, drama onto you here. And all of a sudden you feel really sad or you feel angry. You may feel joy once in a while, but I don't think they deal with too much happiness. Like I said, how many of you out there listening received, $100 from somebody walking down the street and was handing out money, you know? Or let's say $1,000. You open your mailbox up and there's a bunch of $100 bills with a thank you on it. Did you have that ever happen to you? I think that'd be a nice thing for the aliens to do to everybody. Instead, they probably want to give you bills. So that's the situation that we're in here. So all they want to do is deal with your energy, probably because trauma and stress and anger and fear are the main energies that they live off of, because it has more of a charge. And they can put us into situations very easily because our body knows what pain is like. So they gave us physical pain that emits a lot of energy to them. Oh, and just think about all the people they keep alive in hospitals and stuff to suck that energy off of them. They want to get you so that you're shriveled up, and they take everything they can out of you, all that life force. So they don't care what's happening to you. And, in fact, those go a little sideways here. That's why a lot of the practitioners that you may have known Remember, the dark side, you know, who uses mind energy. So you have any practitioner talking about mind energy, how to do attunements, how to do this and that, taking classes. Reiki is another one that's a big one that's using mind energy. All these practitioners typically, I shouldn't say all, but that word is a little strong. Most of the practitioners that you know that are doing these wonderful healings on people, they start getting ill between the age of 50 and 60. And you go, wow, this person was really a God-fearing person. They really loved God, but they feared him too. But they, you know, were connected to this great religion, and they're doing all these healings, or they got this modality of healing that's supposed to be from Archangel Michael or whoever it was, whatever dark side energy is creating that energy to give you a name of. And all of a sudden they're dying. And they go, wow, how can this person be so ill or dying when they did all this great work? Well, the dark side doesn't care if they kill anybody or not. They're just using that practitioner to collect people into their realm of experience. So each time you have a healing from somebody, you're being tagged and connected and hooked up to a darkness alien race. And you may get well, but look at the practitioner. Why are they dying? And what do they do to you? So that the dark side does not care about the ground crew that it's helping it out with. They'll use them more than they use anybody else. And that's the way it is. They have to get the word out, remember? The dark side needs to get the word out about something. And we'll talk about entities here in healing. There's a gentleman out there, and I can probably give the name here, which is John of God. And you look on his on their sites, and they talk about how he is using entities, okay? May not use the word entities. We could use the word ghost, but he's using entities of dead doctors to do his practices on people. Is that good or bad? I won't comment on that, but that's entities. So if somebody had a healing from a dead doctor, okay, that was being brought forth in his body to do that practice, probably through different timelines, but we'll just keep it very simple here. And you got a healing from that gentleman. Is that good? Yeah, of course it's probably good. You probably feel much better. Did he get hooked up to something? Maybe. You know, I can't guarantee that, but the whole thing is that's where you have to look at this here. So he does use entities to do healing, and you need to kind of understand that, that entities, ghosts are around, and they do things. Let's just say that you're going to school, and you believe in God, okay? You believe in those aliens out there, and we'll be doing a clearing here in the next few minutes here. But all of a sudden you're taking this. So maybe you're a chemistry major, right? And somehow you went to a party the night before because the aliens wanted you to get drunk or smoke some pot or something or whatever you do. And you're celebrating taking this final, and all of a sudden now you come into the room to take the test, and you're really wasted, and you go, oh geez, what's going to happen to me? Oh, I go to church. I believe in God. Oh God, please help me to pass this chemistry test. So what happens is you're calling in all the entities out there. They want to be God, and so you're bringing in because you're invoking this energy. So all of a sudden now you get a lot of maybe college professors who are, you know, teaching chemistry. They come into your body, they hop into you because you're giving them permission, and you ace the test. And you go, wow, man, I was really out of it, and I got an A on this test. How did that happen? Well, did you get rid of the entities after you invoked them in? They're probably living with you now. So now you got a couple entities. Remember, these were all dead. Maybe they all had lung cancer and they died. Now you're going to be carrying on the energy of lung cancer inside of your body from the entities. And maybe 2 years later you go, man, I got cancer. Why did I get lung cancer? Well, hello, people. Wake up. So I'll turn it over to you, Kathy, and we'll do a clearing here for people.
Well, that was fascinating, Ron. It seems like that expression that I hear from the New Thought expression that we are multidimensional beings really applies here, only I don't think they knew they were talking about thousands of clones and entities being inside of us. So yeah, it's half past the hour.
They just lost the definition. They didn't know what it was. They thought that they were this great, wonderful person out there. They didn't realize that they're controlled by aliens, yeah, on millions of clones of them being in multi-dimension. Uh-huh. Life, you only have one life in the moment. There's no such thing as multi-dimensions. and you don't transfer your energy into something else. You are unique. It's like a snowflake, and you don't do any of that stuff. So the teaching is correct. Remember, all the dark side teachings of New Age metaphysics is correct, and it is on timelines. So it is fine, but in true light, that's the difference. So they don't know what the truth is. They just keep reading books and regurgitating information that somebody got, and it becomes an eclective consciousness as truth. And it is truth in the darkness. Everything is truth, but is it light? That's the difference. Is it true light or is it the false light, the illusion of light, the light of the darkness, which I talk about? So, should we do a clearing?
Yes, Ron. This is a really special clearing you do. I've seen it done in person. I've participated in myself on your weekly teleconference that you have on Thursday nights for decloning. And it's a really healing and brings more of our spirit back to us, makes us feel more real. That's why I like it. I feel so much better afterwards. So, Ron, you said you were going to declone our hands. Go ahead, please.
This one here, even if you're not even understanding what I'm talking about, this you should feel. I haven't had anybody not feel this yet. So I'm going to work with your left hand first. So first of all, your body, your whole body is a clone body. It's a replica. That's who you are listening to me. It has a little bit of spirit in it, a grain of sand of spirit, and that spirit is light. No, but what's in your hand? Remember, your little spirit has to stretch itself all the way out, kind of like Gumby, you know, spreading itself out all over your whole body. But your hand isn't a real hand of true 100% energy, we'll say, in it of light. It's just a little fragment of it. And that's why, you know, it looks the way it does. So we're going to make your left hand real. So, everybody, I'm going to count to 100 to get rid of 100 cloned energies on your hand. So what happens is you have 100, hypothetically, we'll just say, 100 alien races that are controlling you. And I'm instead of waiting for 10 minutes to be cloned out, I'm going to do them instantly. So we'll go through 100 clones, and then we'll make your whole hand real. And what that's going to do is each time the clone leaves you, I'm collecting part of that little spirit piece. Now you got 100 parts of spirit, we'll say, versus one. And then we'll put that into your hand, and you can see the difference. And it will look different to you. When you look at it, you're going to see from your wrist going up your arm is one energy, and your hand is another. So here we go, everybody. So we'll start taking out these cloned replica hands that you have. We go 1, 2, 3, left hand, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And kind of wiggle your hand now. You should probably start to feel it changing. It may start to have more color to it. It might kind of pulse more. Might feel tingles. Might even look different. You might look at your hand and go, wow, is that really my hand? You know? So here we go. So again, number 11, but I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Boy, I got to go further. There's some people out there who's really cloned out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. So the ones that have already been completed, it's okay, but I'm going further. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 140. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 150. Okay, now we're going to make it real. I'm going to take all those spirit fragments, now put them together and make it more real to you. Here we go, coming in. Count to 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now, look at your hand. And glow.
Wow.
Now, your hand should be glowing. It should feel lighter, and it should have more feeling in it, and it should actually move freer. So move your left hand, your fingers, you know, that's what you have on your hand is fingers and your thumb. Move them back and forth, and now move your right hand. Left hand should feel like it's, you know, probably about 3-4 times easier to move. And your right hand should feel like it's a mechanical replica, robotic, cloned hand. Okay. Left hand is real.
Yeah.
right hand, and you go, uh-oh, what's happening to my right hand? Now, I want you to take your right hand and feel your left hand. Kind of move your hand, your hand around on your hand, your fingers, and then move your left hand onto your right hand. And you can feel all that nurturing that your left hand is giving to your right hand. And mentally, in a sense, if you could have a mind inside of your hand, your left hand is going, boy, this right hand is really goofed up, man. Now, to save you, everybody, we're going to take your right hand and make that real. I think you'd want that.
Great.
Balance a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Here we go. So right hand. Here we go. And
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1, 10. Kind of feel your hand now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 140. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 150. This one is a little rougher. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 160. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 170. There's some rough timelines in there between 120 and 150. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 180. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 190. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 200. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 210. There we go. Now this one's going to be better. So, making it real, everybody. So, here we go. Counting to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So each time I did that counting, time was stopped. They had to recreate you. A new alien race came in to bring your hand in. Because we got rid of and terminated that alien race that was making you a clone. That's what we do. That's what light does. It goes after things that are interfering with itself as I'm doing these shows and stuff. So wiggle your right hand now and put the hands together. And then you go, wow, my hands actually feel more moist. They feel smoother. Maybe you have some skin spots, sliver spots on your hand. Maybe you had a scar. Maybe that scar is gone. Get your hands. Maybe you have more texture now. Remember, if you have a problem with something in your body, this is why we do the calls on Thursday night at 5:30 California time. If you have a problem, back is handed off to the next alien race. So when you get rid of the clones, that problem could go away. So let's say that you had something wrong with you. That we don't have, not that everything isn't wrong, but something that's wrong. A physical problem. Maybe you got a runny nose. Well, that runny nose now gets transferred to the next alien race every 10 minutes. What if you got rid of the runny nose to begin with from all the different alien races and the program is taken out of you? Hello, then what happens? So, maybe you don't have a runny nose anymore. Back to you, Kathy.
That is simply astounding, Ron. Not only does the decloning heal a physical condition, but that's great in itself, but it also terminates the aliens who caused it. And so you took 150 decloning alien races to declone the left hand and 210 counts to declone the right hand because you said it had more issues. Is heavier, and for sure I'm right-handed. And my right hand had a light scratch on it from a rose thorn, and I've been watching it the whole time you were counting, and I hope everyone else was watching their hands too. But it seems to have faded. They can't exactly remember where it was. So that is just amazing. And I do heartily recommend the weekly conferences Ron has on his website, but he holds them through teleconferences, so they're live, and you can get your body decloned through different body parts, and it's just amazing. It's nothing like it here. No one else is doing this, and I was wondering, Ron, can I do this for myself?
No, you can't. The only reason why I can do healings, what I do, is because I'm a light being, which means that my spirit comes from light. And it does not incarnate like everybody else listening here. You were initially once a light being, and then you decided to go off and have experiences in the land of light. And once you leave what I call the light ship, which creates everything, once you leave there, you can never return back to it again. So for myself, I just came here to help people out like I did 2,000 years ago, as the light being that was in Jesus doing physical healings on people. So I came back this time in 2,000 years to help people again. And the whole thing is for the earth ascension. And the people would be secondary on that, because the earth is more important in a sense than the people, as such a larger energy. And the people is what is causing the problem here, because the earth energy is perfectly fine, or was, until people started meditating, bringing in energies to the earth, opening up stargates, wormholes, vortexes, whatever word you want to call there, praying outside of themselves to these energies that are not of light, even though they're told that they are, the harmonic convergence, whatever ritual people are doing, that's all bringing in darkness here. So the people here on this planet are responsible for corrupting the earth spirit, and that's why the earth spirit is no longer here. It's already doing its pre-ascension work. But basically, you know, the people are secondary compared to the earth spirit. And the earth spirit, I can only get like 23% of it, I think. And so the rest of it, 77% or something, is still in darkness. It might even be less than that. But basically, what you're looking at is ascension time is here. And you people have had 2,000 years since Jesus to prepare yourself from his teachings to get rid of the emotional energy. Remember, he was here to help people at the time that he was living, not after, to take away their sins, so they call it, to reprogram or to deprogram the programs that are in people so that their body could become whole and pure again. Like you said, you have to be like a child, enter into the kingdom, which means no judgment into the body. That's what he was doing, to get people prepared to go back into light. So everybody here has had 2,000 years to do that practice, to clear themselves out before they conceive a child, so the child's not as corrupted as much as they are, and you should be ready for ascension. So that's why I came back to help people. So I can do this because I use pure light to do that. Everything goes through my body back to the light shift. As a light being, I can hold a lot of light energy, and I can do these healings instantly. So yourself, you're too deluded. You're not connected to source energy because your spirit has it, and you left source. I'm still hooked up to source. I bilocate to source continuously. This is what the difference is between me and everybody else on the planet. The other light being that was here to help out the planet is well known. You know, she lived a life here. Her name was Princess Diana. Was here to teach compassion to people, which her message, you know, came across to everybody. And, you know, that's what she left here. And then they killed her. So that's basically it. We can get into maybe addictions here and entities. You want to talk about it a little bit, Kathy?
Yes, that's another fascinating topic, and something that does disturb us and affect our behaviors. And as you mentioned earlier, we often blame our behaviors on the devil by saying the devil made me do it, or we wonder why we did something and it wasn't really us, or why we made a certain decision, or why somebody said something out of the blue. And as I've heard you explain this before, this is all due to entities, this and more. So, Ron, would you take us to the next healing, please, which is the entity removal of certain addictions,
yeah, okay.
Maybe
so
a compulsion.
Yep, that sounds good. So remember, entities come into you. These are emotional bodies of people that died. Okay? Was a person a good person or a bad person? Makes no difference. They all have a program. So the dark side leaves these emotional bodies here to suck energy off everybody that's living here. And it's a great plight for them because they really got it dialed in good. You're trying to live your life. Something body hops you and comes into you. Remember the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg? So watch that movie. This is entities. And also go to YouTube and look up the barking cat. And you're going to see entities. A dog went into a cat and it was barking. So these are all real things. So basically, how do we get entities? Whatever you're doing will draw an entity to you according to your way of life or the theme that you're doing. You know, if you're a jogger, you're going to get jogging entities. If you're an overeater, you know, you're going to get overeating entities. If you like chocolate, there'll be a lot of them coming into you who like chocolate because they want to have that experience. They want to taste that chocolate in you. So they're using your body to have that experience. That's what it is. So it gets to, you know, go sideways pretty quick for really negative things that happen. But remember, they need a body to live off of. They need a host. If they like your body, then maybe they'll stay with you. If not, they may go to somebody else. So we'll do one for, like, addiction. So whatever addiction you may have, maybe you like alcohol, maybe you like to smoke. We'll just say that you're a smoker, or maybe you like to chew gum or something. So whatever your vice is that you are trying to get rid of, and I have an addiction clearing on the website, a whole lifetime one that you can do. But take whatever it is, if you have it with you, around you, put it in front of you. So we'll just say that you're a smoker. Then take out your cigarette pack and put that in front of you and pick it up right now with your hand and look at it. And you're going to get some kind of charge on it. Oh, yeah, these are my cigarettes, okay? And then put it back down again. If you like chocolate or chew gum or maybe you drink Coke or something or whatever, maybe you got a bag of potato chips around. You know, people have all different types of addictions. Maybe it's a personal thing. Maybe you like to poke yourself or itch your head or scratch. That could also be alien life forms that you're trying to get rid of. But, you know, maybe it's some kind of mannerism that you have that you want to release. So we're going to do that right now because all the entities will come into you with that same particular situation or problem. I'll just use the word smoking just to give this for instance here. So what we're going to do is do an entity clearing, and if you're a smoker, when we get done, pick up your cigarette package and see if you want to have a cigarette. If the entities are gone out of you, then you're going to go, why am I holding this thing? And now your body might say, you know, this can give me cancer. There's a label on it reading that, but I read it. I don't care. Entities don't care if they kill you. They just want to have that puff of the cigarette. And they go to somebody else. Oh, here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to release that entity or those entities. In fact, I'll probably have to do 100 to get rid of 100 entities. I'll do one at a time. You can feel them leave your body. And you may start to feel, you know, chills or tingles as your spirit takes up that space. When they come into you, they take up that space. And once they take the space up, where's your spirit? It's kicked out. You kicked your spirit out of your body. And it has to come back into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That's 20 entities gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100 entities are released from you. Now, look at that situation, whatever it is, and you probably don't want to do it, okay? It may feel a little strange as you pick up your cigarette package and you look at it and you go, yeah, I really don't want to have a cigarette right now. So if you have an addiction of some sort, and if you don't get rid of the entities that are causing it, more than likely you're never going to get well. Also, if you are, you know, a person that's maybe a drug person or used to be a druggie, we'll say that, or an alcoholic, and you go into these 12-step programs, all that's going to do is probably it may help you somewhat by having a support team as you all wallow in the same misery about how you used to be in your life and you never well because you got to go to these groups, get some entity clearings, and do the whole lifetime, then get the unlimited and do that all the time. Get rid of these things that are causing your body to want it. And once you get rid of the entities, then eventually they're going to say, nope, I don't want to go here. This person doesn't want to have a cigarette anymore. I'll go to Harry over here. He's a chain smoker. You know, they'll leave you alone because that's the way it works. So if you do know somebody who has a problem and you don't know what to do for them, the first clearing that you need to have is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, whole lifetime emotional clearing. This is what he did. Do that one. It's on the website. Pay for it with PayPal. Takes about 10, 15 minutes to do. That's a must. If you want to change your life, you must do that clearing. It gets rid of the situations and stuff that you dealt with that come up from your DNA that the aliens gave you through the planets and the stars, your life path, whatever you want to call it, you know, your natal chart. All that stuff came up because they wanted to control you. You get rid of that control medium of your emotions. So you do that first of all. Then from there, you probably want to do, you know, if you want to get rid of addictions, do the whole lifetime addiction clearings, and then get the unlimited for that if you do have a problem where, you know, you're in fear of doing something over again. So that's the main thing. What we'll do now is a thing to help you out. This you can do yourself, and we'll do what we call your I now increase my life force energy. So we'll, this you can do whenever you choose to. What this does, it helps to bring more spirit more fully into your body that you could have denounced, kicked out of yourself. And so it kind of like wakes your spirit up, and you feel better. And what you want to do, if you wish to sample the energy, some people are really dense. They don't know what I'm talking about. So you can sample the energy, and you can feel yourself build yourself up. So what you want to do is put your hands in front of you. I'm not trying to be facetious about being dense, but some people just don't get it. They're mental. So a mental person may hear me, and if what I'm talking about does not go along and coincide or shake hands with their mind control program, they may say, oh, I don't get this at all, you know. Well, that's your program. You don't have a way to have this enter into you. But your body has a consciousness. And unfortunately, the entities control your body more than your mind does. And then the mind is next. But take your hands and have the palm of your hands. Remember, you have new hands now. Look at your hands. They're glowing. Put them up, you know, hold them in front of you. You can see an auric field around them. That's fantastic. Your hands are real. And put, that's from the earlier part of the show. When the show ends, your hands will be real until the aliens choose to take that energy away from you, okay? How long did you have it? Maybe a week, possibly. So that's what I should say. So here we go. Put your hands and move them toward you in front of you, just like you're going to be doing one of those Christian type of prayers or whatever it is, which you don't want to do. But move your hands, and you're going to find an invisible ball tension between the palm of your hands. It could be body width. It could be a little bit less. But just kind of put it in front of your heart where it's comfortable. And have your body stop. Don't use your mind to tell you where it is. Your mind has no clue. It's a whole different energy, like apples and oranges. So here we go. Or more like water and oil. So feel the energy. Now say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands further apart. Come in again. Say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Now that's your homework. Do that about 10 to 20 times. And after about maybe the fifth time, your hands should be straight alongside of you. You don't have to keep doing your hands. But keep saying it, and that'll help make you feel better. The next thing is shrink wrapping. So you must command your body to take its auric field that you're emitting. This has all your learning lessons in it, if you want to use a New Age term, all your stuff, all your garbage, what brings people to you, you know, the events in your life. That's all in your auric field, what you're going to be doing today. You want to bring that energy to you so people don't walk in and out of it to contaminate it more, to give you their lessons and their stuff. So you bring that energy to you. And you command your body to shrink wrap. So now your energy, what your body is emitting, is coming right to you. That's how empaths work. Empaths run that energy of their body out to check everybody out, to see who they are, what they are, what's going on in their lives. That's what they do. That's how a lot of beginner readers start to become readers, or they do that for their whole life, and they go, well, I can get this information. I want to become a reader. I'll put my shingle up that I do angel readings, because, of course, the angels are good. I can't say that I'm, you know, using the garbage man, you know, as an entity to do readings. That would not draw people, but angels, that's a buzzword. That'll do it. That's what they do. So, you know, you want a command that you have in your body. Shrink wrap, you're going to do that. I'll just count to 10 to do it for you. Bring the energy right to your body. This you can do yourself whenever you choose to, and the life force energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now your body's right, Eve. Your energy's with, even with your body. People will not be able to accord you as easily or connect to you. That's your only safeguard that you have here from other people. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for those simple tools we can use. I now increase my life force energy and commanding our body to shrink wrap to protect our auric field. And Ron, you also offered a free online healing to help us protect our auric fields. And you had made this available to Contact Talk Radio listeners as a bonus. So let me just give the information for those of you who are listening and haven't asked for it already. Please request it on Ron's email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com. Address is also listed on Ron's host page. On the subject title, please put CTR bonus healing and today's date, January 30th. The healing will be sent to you promptly, and it will work for you and your loved ones until tomorrow, January 31st. So thank you for that generous offer, Ron, and for everyone to take advantage of right now. So please do check the chat room and the host page of Ron's for his blog announcements. We do hope that the clearings and information here will be of help and allow for better understanding of the truth and what is happening to us on the planet now. And Ron has created many healings to get us on the highway to ascension, because this is our final chance to do so. And the choice is ours, and it's up to us to instigate it, the healing for ourselves. So visit Creation Lightship, that's one word, creationlightship.com, to check out the weekly teleconferences on the decloning and entity removals, plus these free audio samples on the top and the other clearings we've mentioned. To be here now is also very good to keep you in the present moment and stay heart-centered. So tonight we'd like to thank our host, Ron Amatron, for the program and the healings of the decloning our hands and the entity removals. We will be back next week. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Good night, everybody. All your new hands.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.